I'm going to regret this. I don't know why I do this to myself. I have, you know, well, maybe someone will have a good story, and then I'm like, I don't know if I actually want to hear the stories now that I think about it.
Well, come on. It's, you know what? It's always about me, so let's hear it, buddy.
Where you peed while drunk. 79 Coast. Talking about the guy in the airline. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
In front of the whole plane.
Yeah, oh, but sometimes bad. If those bathrooms are busy for a while, I've been there, babe.
No, you haven't peed on a seat. That's ridiculous.
No, I haven't, but I mean, thought I was going to.
Okay. Different topic. We're talking about where you peed while drunk.
Okay.
And we're all equally embarrassed about this. Rip it off like a Band-Aid, I guess, right?
Go.
I peed in my friend's fridge.
What? Did you just aim it at the eggs or something?
This is a while ago. No, the pickles. I mean, at least I went for the side with the condiments where they could all be washed, you know.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Bad.
Like...
You just kind of...
And I didn't remember, so I got up the next morning, and we're talking about, you know, how's everyone feeling and everything, and they were like, oh, well, fridge had quite a night. And I'm like, oh, yeah, why? You peed in it.
Oh.
Oh.
Mortified?
Well, let's just say I haven't been back to that friend's place.
Right. Oh,
yeah, I mean, he lives
man.
In a different state, too, but...
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty humiliating.
That's bad, honey.
Pretty humiliating.
Well, at least you didn't repeat that, you know? So no, you learned your lesson.
Haven't peed in a fridge since then.
Okay.
So that's good news. I can't believe I admitted that. It's always been one of those stories I was too embarrassed to admit.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's even lower than me.
Come I mean, on. In college, I peed on a ping pong table once, but it was college.
Yeah, I think you get a pass on some of that stuff. But,
I had to walk home from Boston College to Emerson. You know Boston, you can do that math. Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So mine was embarrassing. Yours sounds dangerous.
It was dangerous after the fact. I'd been at a party hanging out, and my friend and I left. We were going down this back road, and I asked him to pull over so I could relieve myself.
Right.
And I was barefoot. It was summertime. And so I open up my shorts and start urinating. Before I know it, I'm waking up lying on my back on the ground.
Oh, wait, why?
I guess I urinated on electric fence.
Oh, my God.
Without shoes on, I was grounded out right to the ground. And
wait, that's it. So the charge actually can travel. I've heard about that, but I've never known someone who that actually happened to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've touched electric fences before with shoes on, but. Without shoes on and urinating, oh, yeah. I woke up on the ground looking up at the stars with my shorts down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did you have to?
I told my friend about it, and I was like, was I out for a while? He's like, no, not really. I was like, okay.
Well, that's right. Good. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's scary. Well, that's good to know, wear your shoes.
I got to take a leak, Joe, all right?
Right.
Stop!
Damn.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, Kevin, I'm glad to have finally met someone that happened to. I didn't even think that was real.
It is. It is real.
You're living proof.
Right. Now you pee with your shoes on.
Right. Or don't pee on electric fences. Okay. That'd be the simpler solution. All right, Kev. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good day.
Oh, my God. That's funny. I really didn't think that could actually happen, but there you go.
Oh, we know.
Sheila, hi.
Hi.
You were a little tipsy, and you took a leak where?
Yeah, I was at a party, and there was a super long line for the bathroom, and I was just desperate, and I was looking around, and I happened to notice a kitty litter box in a spare bedroom.
Oh, my God.
So I peed in the kitty litter box.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it was like to empty it when they realized it was one solid block. There must have been a lot of confusion.
Right.
Right, and it's like, wow, the kitty had to pee a lot. Well, the kitty was drinking some beer.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I guess I should have asked this. The cat wasn't in the kitty litter box at the time, was it?
No. I'm not sure where he ended up having to go, though.
Right, right. He's like, I'm not going in this.
Ever since that gal came over and peed in our kitty litter, the couch has smelled a little funny. All right, thanks, Sheila.
Bye.
Oh my God. Okay,
way better about myself.
More calls are lighting up. I think we may have to take this topic into tomorrow's show.
Okay.
So we'll do more tomorrow morning. We got to get ready for Blown Off.
Blake and Eva in the morning.